Good morning again.
再一次講早晨。
So very good to see Jill Ma and Celine and Kenny.
好開心啦，見到Jill Ma、Celine Kenny 平安地嚟到。
But it's a very big surprise to see Auntie Lau.
但係好驚喜咧，就係見到劉嬸嬸。
So thank God our Father for bringing you here.
咁啊，多謝主，多謝天父。帶你來到這裡。
And thank you for making the big effort to come.
咁啊，多謝阿嬸啦，佢都係嚟到呢度咧，係好費力嘅。
For us young people to come every Sunday, it's no problem.
對我哋年輕人嚟講咧，每個禮拜嚟到係冇問題嘅。
But you don't even begin to imagine how difficult it is for her to come just once.
但我哋咧好難想像，對於劉嬸嚟講咧，嚟一次都好艱難嘅。
So may Heavenly Father bless each of you.
咁讓神咧祝福你哋每一位。
And Heavenly Father bless you, Auntie Lau。
同埋咧，願神咧祝福阿嬸。
Today I continue to speak on the topic of salvation。
今日咧，我會繼續講呢個救恩嘅系列。
And the topic for today's talk is called the meaning of faith。
今日嘅題目咧就係信嘅意義。
We want to begin with two important scriptures。
我哋一開始嘅時候咧，想讀兩段嘅聖經。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8。
首先，以弗所書二章八節。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8。For by grace you are saved through faith. This salvation is not self-achieved. It is God's gift, independent of accomplishments, lest anyone brag on himself.
你们得救是靠着恩典，藉着信心，这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的，这也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
The first sentence is an important description of what salvation means.
第一句就是描写着救恩的意义，是很重要的。
Salvation is by grace and through faith.
得救是靠着恩典，但是藉着信心。
By grace means it is God that achieves.
恩典的意思就是说，其实是神的工作来的。
It is not a human work.
不是人的努力。
Through faith means there is a part that man must pay.
藉着信心，这个意思就是说，人都有一部分责任要负。
So God's part of salvation is called grace.
所以救恩神嗰部分咧，圣经叫做恩典。
And in the work of salvation, the part that man plays is called faith.
而救恩呢个过程，人所需要负嘅嗰份责任咧，圣经叫做信心。
Today we want to study together the correct meaning of the word faith.
今日我哋想一齐研读嘅咧，就系信嘅真正嘅意思。
Without explanation, the word faith can be very vague.
信这个字如果没有详细解释呢，可以是很含糊的。
Do you know what the word faith means?
大家知不知道信是什么意思？
Does it mean? What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
Does it mean confidence?
是不是说很有信心？
Does it mean belief?
是不是说相信？
Well, today we want to take an in-depth look at the word faith.
今天呢，我们想一起呢深入看一下信这个字的意思。
The second scripture for this morning is taken from the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 17.
第二段圣经呢，就是取自罗马书一章十七节。
Romans 1:17. God's righteousness is revealed in the gospel, a righteousness derived through faith and maintained by faith. This accords with what has been written.The person who is righteous will live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
But here in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, faith described as an ongoing thing.
但是在罗马书一章十七节呢，这里讲到信呢一樣嘢係一個過程嚟嘅。
A believer begins with faith, but then is maintained also by faith.
一個信徒咧，係以信嚟到做開始，但係成個過程咧都係以信嚟到維持嘅。
Another popular translation would say from faith to faith.
另一種翻譯嘅説法咧就係 由信心开始，而去归一直嘅用信心嚟到维持。
What does the word faith mean？
咁信系咩意思
？I've checked the Oxford Dictionary of English。
咁我翻过牛津字典。
Oxford Dictionary defines faith as two points。
牛津字典咧，佢对于信呢个字嘅定义咧系咁讲。
One。Complete trust or complete confidence in someone or something.
就是咧对人或者对事咧有一个绝对嘅信心同埋信任。
So if you thought the word faith means confidence, you are right according to Oxford Dictionary.
咁如果你话信嘅意思就系信心咧，咁系嘅，的确系牛津字典提供嘅其中一个定义。
Second definition of faith: strong belief in the doctrines of a certain religion.
信的第二个定义呢，就是对宗教信条的坚定信念。
According to English dictionary, then, the word faith means confidence, trust in something, or strong belief in a certain religion.
所以根据英语的牛津字典呢，信是有两个意思，一个呢就是绝对的 信任和相信，第二呢就是对一些宗教的教条呢有一个很坚定的信念。
But I will show you this is not what the Bible says.
但是今早早上我想跟大家讲的就是圣经的教导呢不是只是这样。
I will show you from the scripture today that the word faith means remaining faithful to the end.
今天我会想跟大家讲呢，从圣经里去理解这个字呢，信呢就是忠心到底。
And of course, the word faithincludes the idea of strong belief and confidence in God.
咁当然咧，信嘅都系包括咗信任啊、信心啊、好坚定嘅相信啊。
But that's only the basis of the word faith.
但系呢个系一个信嘅基本嘅意思啫。
But the emphasis the Bible places on the word faith is remaining faithful right to the end.
但圣经对信呢个字系更加深入嘅意思咧，就系话要忠心到底。
Now we've just read Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
刚才我哋啱啱睇过罗马书一章十七节。
And we have seen the Bible emphasizes an ongoing process of faith.
同埋咧，我哋睇过圣经所强调嘅咧，就系一种持续嘅不断嘅信心。
But now we must observe that verse 17 ends with a quotation from the Hebrew Bible.
罗马书一章十七节嘅结尾咧。是旧约圣经的一段节录。
The person who is righteous will live by faith.
一个义人必因信得生。
This is a direct quotation from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4.
这一句呢是取自哈巴谷书二章四节。
The Apostle Paul bases his understanding of what faith means on this important quotation.
即是说使徒保罗他对信这个字的理解是基于旧约圣经哈巴谷书的。
To have a correct understanding of the word faith, we must not depend on English dictionary only.
我们要正确的理解圣经的话，不能够单单去看英文的译本。
According to Paul, our basis must be Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
我们的基础呢，就正如保罗一样呢，就必须要来自哈巴谷书。
When the prophet Habakkuk writes, the person who is righteous in God's sight will live by faith, what did he mean?
当哈巴谷先知讲到呢，一个义人必因信得生，他的信的意思是什么呢？
Now we must turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2 and verse 4.
那我们必须要回去哈巴谷书那里看清楚。
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 reads, Look at the proud, he is inwardly not upright, but the righteous person will live by trusting faithfulness.
哈巴谷书二章四节咁讲，自高自大的人心不正直，然而义人必因信实得生。
The English translation I've just read to you is taken from the complete Jewish Bible.
刚才我读嘅英语翻译咧，系嚟自
Complete Jewish Bible. Notice how this translation renders the Hebrew word emunah very faithfully.
咁大家留意喎，这个翻译将原文信呢个字 emunah 系翻译得正确。
So let's read again of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4.
咁我哋再将犹太人圣经呢个译本咧再读一次。
Look at the proud. He is inwardly not upright, but the righteous person will live by trusting faithfulness.
自高自大的人心不正直，然而义人必因信实得生。
Now the word faith takes on the meaning of faithfulness.
咁信呢，就其实咧系有一个信实嘅意思。
Because a person believes in God, he also trusts in Him.
就因为一个人去相信神啊，所以佢都会信靠神。
Precisely because a person has a strong confidence in God, he remains faithful to Him.
正正一个人咧，佢对神有一个好坚定、好强嘅信心，所以咧佢都会忠心到底。
That's why a trusting faithfulness.
所以咧，呢个译本咧就译得啱啦。信其实就系信实。
And I emphasize again, what you and I read in a Bible translation is the word faith or 信。
你同我喺译本睇到嘅咧，就只不过系译咗做信。
But the original word in the Hebrew Bible is emunah。
但系希伯来语圣经嘅原文咧系 emunah。
I next turn open my Hebrew dictionary of the Bible。
咁下一步咧，我就翻我嘅希伯来字典啦。
And any Hebrew dictionary of the Bible will tell you, emunah means steady, reliable, and faithful.
任何一本希伯来语字典咧，都会将 emunah 解释为稳定、可靠、忠诚。
I'd like to demonstrate for you the meaning of emunah in another scripture.
咁我亦都想咧，用另一节圣经嚟到示范一下。Emunah 呢个字系点用嘅？
The same word emunah is used in this important text, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4.
喺《申命记》32章4节呢一段重要经文里边咧，我哋会再睇到 emunah 呢个字。
This verse is important because it describes the very character of Yahweh God.
呢段圣经系好重要，因为呢节圣经咧系描写紧神佢自己嘅性情。
Let us together read the words of Moses.
我哋一齐嚟睇下摩西嘅说话。
The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, he is righteous and straight.
他是磐石。他的作为完全，因为他一切所行的全都公平。他是信实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
Here is a description of Yahweh God. He is called the Rock.
呢一节圣经就描写紧耶和神，佢系被称为磐石。
Rock then is a picture of God's steady character.
磐石咧就系代表紧。神一种好稳定嘅性情。
God is a stable person.
佢系一个好稳定、好平稳。
Not unstable and wavering.
佢唔系咧摇摆不定嘅。
Not emotional and changing.
佢唔系咧好情绪化、不停嘅变嘅。
God is first steady.
神咧系好稳定。
Because God is steady, He is reliable.
正正因为佢好稳定咧，所以佢好可靠。
And because He is reliable.To remain faithful in everything.
正正因为佢可靠呢，所以信实到底。
The Rock, a faithful God.
他是磐石，佢系一个信实嘅神。
So the word here, emunah, is correctly translated as faithful.
所以 emunah 喺一度咧系好正确地被翻译为信实。
And for those of you who study the Bible, you know Jesus' apostle, Simon, has another name called Peter.
你都知道耶稣其中一位门徒呢，他的名叫做彼得。
And so many people like to pick the name Peter.
有很多人呢，改英文名都喜欢改 Peter.
But do you know what the word Peter means?
咁但是 Peter, 你知不知道是什么意思啊？
Peter is actually not an English word.
Peter 其实本身呢，不是一个英文名来的。
But Peter comes from a Greek word that means rock.
彼得呢，是来自一个希腊文，意思呢，是磐石。
When Jesus observes that Simon Peter is an unstable person, he tells Simon, you need to be changed.
当耶稣啊观察到佢呢个门徒西门彼得嘅性情咧系好情绪化嘅，好起伏不定嘅时候咧，耶稣就同佢讲：你需要改变。
You need to become like God's character.
你需要像神嘅性情。
stable, steady.
就是穩定。
So that people can count on you.
好讓人都是覺得你可以倚靠的。
When you promise to do something, you can't remain faithful at it.
你答應了做的事，你是會照做。
And therefore, Jesus tells Simon, I'll give you a new name from this day on. You will be called Peter.
所以耶穌就跟西門彼得說，從今天開始，我要給你起一個新的名，你要叫做彼得。
So you have friends, relatives, who are called Peter, ask them, do you know what your name means?
所以如果你有朋友是叫做彼得的话，你可以问一下他，你知不知道自己的名字是什么意思？
Are you a steady character?
你是不是有一个很稳定的性情呢？
You promised me to do something, can I count on you?
你答应了我做的事，我靠不靠得住呢？
Are you someone who keep promises?
你会不会照着你的承诺去做？
Are you someone who knows how to talk?
還是呢，你只係得把口呢？
But you never keep your words.
但永遠都唔守諾言。
You're unfaithful.
你唔係好忠誠。
So you and I are all like Simon Peter.
但你同我呢，都好似西門彼得一樣。
We are unstable.
我哋係唔穩定嘅。
We are kind one day, unkind another day.
我哋一日呢就好仁慈，有恩慈，第二日呢就唔恩慈啦。
We are good this time, we are very nasty the next time.
我哋今次好好，但下一次又好衰。
When we feel like it, we keep our promise. When we don't feel like it, we forget our promise.
我哋心情好咧就守诺言咧，心情唔好咧就唔记得诺言啦。
So like Peter, we are unstable and unreliable people.
所以就好似彼得一样咧，我哋系靠唔住啊。
We also need to become like God's character.
我哋每一个人都好需要咧，成为好似神一样咁嘅性情。
And salvation is God's plan to train us to become rock-like faithful people.
救恩咧，其实就系神嘅一个计划，系要将你同我变成好似神嘅性情一样。
As He has trained Jesus, His Son, He will train us.
就正如佢点样塑造去训练佢嘅儿子耶稣一样，佢都会同样嚟到塑造训练我哋。
Jesus is trained by Yahweh, our Godfather.
耶稣是被他的父天父所塑造同埋训练。
What is Jesus like?
耶稣是点嘅呢？
Jesus is steadfast.
耶稣是稳定嘅。
Is reliable.
佢是可靠嘅。
Jesus is faithful to God right to the very end.
耶稣是对神忠心到底的。
Well, since we're talking about the steadiness and the reliability of Jesus, I'd like to share with you a few more scriptures.
既然我们讲开耶稣的性情是平稳、稳定、可靠，那我就读多几节圣经给大家听。
The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 5.
启示录一章五节。
Here is contains a very good description of Jesus.
这里呢描写有一个好好的描写是关于耶稣的。
I will read from verse 4 and ends at verse 6.
我会从第四节开始读，读到第六节。
Grace and peace to you from God, and also from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead.And the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washes us from our sins in his own blood, be glory and power throughout the ages to come.
但愿从神和那诚实作见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有因为平安归于你们，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，作他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀权能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Jesus Christ is called a faithful witness.
耶稣基督被称为一个诚实作见证的。
But those who study the New Testament scripture in the original Greek know the word witness is actually the word for martyr.
但是那些读原文希列文圣经的人就知道了，见证这个字其实原文意思是殉道者的意思。
Jesus Christ is called a faithful martyr because he remains faithful to God unto death.
耶稣被称为一个诚实的殉道者，因为他对神忠心到底。
And for this reason, God raised him from the dead.
就是因为这样， 神一先将佢从死里复活。
And the Bible here describes Jesus as the first person who was raised from the dead.
圣经咧喺度就描写到耶稣系第一个人系从死里复活。
In other words, God will likewise raise others from the dead, those who follow after Jesus' footsteps.
同样道理咧，嗰啲忠心跟随耶稣脚步嘅人咧，神都会同样咧将佢哋从死里复活。
If we learn to be faithful to the end, like Jesus was,
假如咧我哋像耶稣一样系忠心到底嘅话
，and one more scripture that is Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14.
另外多一段圣经就系启示录三章十四节。
Also a description of Jesus Christ.
呢度咧亦都系描写到耶稣基督。
And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write this. These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
你要写信给在老底家教会的使者，说：那位阿门的、忠信真实的见证人，神创造万物的根源，这样说。
Notice the double description of the Lord Jesus, faithful and true.
大家留意呢，呢度描写耶稣嘅有两个字眼，忠信真实。
Now, let us read Paul's words in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23.
咁我哋又读保罗喺哥罗西书一章廿三节嘅。
This state of being saved is conditioned upon your remaining in the faith, solidly based and rooted.And not shifting your center of gravity from the gospel hope that you have obeyed, the good news proclaimed in all creation under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a servant.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的。也是传与普天下万人听的，我保罗也作了这福音的执事。
So we see here the word faith again。
喺度我哋再一次睇到信呢个字。
But true biblical faith, we must remain in it。
不过一个真正嘅信咧，就系我哋必须要持续嘅相信。
And remaining solidly based。
而且咧系。非常的稳固稳定
，solidly rooted，
根基要稳固
，like a big tree，
就好似一棵大树一样
，better still like a huge mountain，
亦又好似一个大山一样
，like Yahweh the rock，
就好似神耶和神一样磐石
，the faithful God，
就系嗰位忠诚嘅磐石。
Those who are being saved by God must become like rock， steady like God。
那些被神拯救了的人必须要像神那么平稳
Gradually becoming reliable
慢慢逐渐变得很可靠
Faithful in the things we have to do
在照做的事上面很忠心的去做
So I've shown you from the Bible today that faith means much more than a simple belief
所以呢刚才我示范给大家看的呢要说明就是信这个字就不是单单相信
It means confidence, a deep trust in God. And because of that, a person becomes increasingly faithful.
而是呢是要在神里面有一种很深的信任。而因为这样呢结果这个人呢就会慢慢变成很忠心、忠实。
At this point, my mind turned to a dictionary of classical Chinese.
讲到这里呢我就会想到一古代漢語詞典
And I notice the Chinese word 信 is closer to the Bible in meaning than faith in English language.
我就發覺咧，古代嘅漢語詞典對信呢個字所提供嘅解釋咧，比起英文更加合乎聖經。
We saw the English word faith simply means strong belief, complete trust.
我哋刚才睇到啦，英文嘅牛津字典咧，解释到信嘅时候咧，就系相信。
But in the Chinese dictionary, 信 means something much more than that。
但是漢語的詞典解釋信的時候呢就深入很多了。
Let me quote to you the five definitions provided by 古代漢語詞典 Dictionary of Classical Chinese。
那以下呢我想提供給大家參考古代的漢語詞典，對信這個字呢有五個意思的。
古代漢語詞典 The first definition， 當形容人的話，信就是真实的意思。The first definition, the word 信 means true.
第一个定义呢就是当他形容一些说话的时候呢，他的意思是说这些说话真实诚实。
There is one example taken from the book written by Lao Zi.
有一个例子呢是来自老子。
I ask Olive to read the quotation from Lao Zi in Cantonese.
老子的说话是这样说，信言不美，美言不信。
信言不美，美言不信。It means reliable words doesn't sound nice, but nice sounding words are not true, not reliable.
咁意思咧，即系话真实嘅话听起嚟咧好刺耳，悦耳嘅话就不真实。
老子 wrote these words more than 2,500 years ago.
老子這一句說話呢是成2000多年前的時間。
So don't depend on people who know how to talk beautifully.
所以呢我們不可以單靠一個人呢說話是講得很動聽。
Faithful words, true words doesn't sound nice.
但是真心的說話，真誠的實話呢是可能是會很刺耳的。
But pleasant words may not be true.
而動聽悅耳的話呢，可能相反不是真的話。
The second definition of the word 信 in Chinese.
信第二個定義呢，
When the word faith describes an event, it also means true.
當信這個字形容一件事的時候，它的意思是的確、確實、果真。
A third definition.
第三個定義呢，
When the word 信 is used to describe a person, it means reliable, 信用、守信用。
当这个字是形容人的时候，它就是说这个人守信用。
Here I quote to you an example from Lao Zi again.
这里我再举一个老子的例子。
I ask Olive to read in Cantonese.
夫轻诺必寡信。
夫轻诺必寡信。夫就是 a person，
夫呢就是说是一个人，
轻就是轻易 easily，
轻的意思呢就是说很轻易的意思，
诺就是承诺 to make promise，
诺即是承诺，
必必定，寡信就是 not reliable，
必就是必定，寡信的意思即是失信了。
So translated into English it means a person who easily promises you to do something is not reliable. Don't count on him.
咁成句说话嘅意思咧，即系话一个人好轻易承诺咧，势必失信。
So if you want to be popular, make promises to your friends.
所以咧，如果你系想喺朋友当中咧，好受欢迎嘅话咧，咁你就好容易就会开口承诺啦。
But this is a very wrong and bad way to make friends.
但系用呢种方法嚟到交朋友咧，系唔好嘅。
Do you know someone who makes promises easily?
大家知認唔認有冇認識一啲人咧，係口輕輕去應承人嘅
？Oh, I can help you to do that.
啊，可以，我幫你啦。
Oh, I'll be there.
哦，我會到嘅。
Meet you at 2 o'clock.
兩點鐘見嚇。
Oh, you can't do this. Oh, I can help you.
啊，或者你唔識做啊，我可以幫到你。
Wow, you say, wow, this person is really nice.
哇，你就覺得啊，呢個人真係好人啊。
He's very unselfish.
啊，佢好無我喎。
He goes around helping others.
周圍走咧都去幫人。
But it is one thing to make a promise.
但係咧，開口承諾係一件事。
But does he do it?
但係佢仲有冇做先
？When the time comes, does he appear?
到時到後，佢有冇真係出現咧
？When you need him most, is he there？
你真係最需要佢嘅時候，佢係咪你身旁咧
？Does your friend keep promise？
你嘅朋友有冇守信用
？So Lao Zi more than 2,000 years ago say, don't count on someone who easily makes promises。
所以老子2000多年前咧都教我哋啦，就唔好相信，唔好相信嗰啲 好輕易去承諾嘅人。
So the word faith in classical Chinese actually mean reliable, faithful。
所以喺古代漢語嚟講咧，信呢個字咧，其實的確係解作可靠。
The fourth definition from the Chinese word faith。
第四個定義。
In classical Chinese, the word faith actually means punctual。
在古代漢語咧，信呢個字咧就有一個準時嘅意思。
Are you a punctual person?
你係咪一個準時嘅人咧
？Do you try to make a commitment on time?
你有冇依時到時到後咧做好應該做嘅嘢咧
？Sometimes my dear wife Olive reminds me I am not punctual。
有時咧，連我妻子咧都要提醒我唔夠準時。
Sometimes I am, sometimes I am not.
有時我準時，有時我唔準時。
When I'm not punctual, usually is because deep down I regard that thing is not very important. I can afford to be late by 2 minutes.
咁有時我唔準時嘅時候咧，其實咧，我苦心自問咧，就係我覺得嗰件事咧唔係話非常非常重要。
But then I've forgotten.People are waiting for me for those 2 long minutes.
但有時咧，咁我就因此咧，或者遲咗兩分鐘。但係有時即係變咗，我唔記得咗嗰個人咧，係喺嗰度等緊我噶。
So I relax, I go easy on myself, but people have to wait for me.
所以咧，我自己就放鬆咗啦，冇咁嚴謹啦。但係別人喺度等緊我。
So every time we are not punctual, we are being not reliable.
所以每一次我哋唔守時嘅話，我哋其實就係失信。
We broke our promise.
我哋冇守信用。
We're not faithful.
我哋冇我哋失信。
You see, the Chinese word faith actually means punctual, faithful, reliable.
所以信呢個字喺古代漢語嚟講，亦都包括準時。
And finally, the fifth definition of the word faith in Chinese means believe, trust, or confidence.
最後一個定義咧，就係相信、信任。
You see, the word faith.Includes the meaning belief and confidence.
咁信呢個字咧係包括咗相信同埋信任嘅。
But that is only a very secondary meaning.
但係只不過係一個次要嘅一個意思。
A more weighty, a more important meaning of faith is reliable, faithful.
而更重要一個定義咧，就係要更重要一個定義咧，就係可靠、忠實。
So.The Chinese dictionary agrees completely what the Bible says.
所以反而漢語嘅詞典咧，同聖經嘅定義咧係一致。
So we are concluding very fast.
所以我哋好快就要做一個結束。
We have learned from the Bible today.
今日我哋從聖經裏邊學到。
The word faith means remaining faithful to the end.
信呢個字係意思係忠心到底。
It means much more than just a strong belief or a strong confidence in God。
佢遠遠超過話淨係去相信或者去信任神。
So in closing, we ask, are you a reliable person?
我嚟結束嘅時候，我要問你係咪一個可靠嘅人
呢 ？Do you easily make promises?
你會唔會好口輕輕嘅去應承人嘢
？Oh, I can give you that next week.
譬如話啊，下一個禮拜我帶俾你。
So comes next week. Have you brought the thing to give to the person?
但下個禮拜嚟到嘅時候，你有冇帶嗰樣嘢咧
？Oh, that thing. I can help you to do that next week.
啊，下個禮拜咧，我可以幫你一個忙。
Do I find you helping me to do that thing next week?
咁下個禮拜我冇見到你幫我做嗰樣嘢咧
？Do you believe in the gospel you hear?
你聽到的福音你相不相信呢
If you have believed in what you have heard, do you trust God?
如果你聽了這個福音你相信了但你有沒有信任神呢
How much trust do you have in God?
你對神有多少的信任呢
Do you trust God enough to remain faithful in Him?
你對神的信任足不足以令到你對佢至死忠心或者忠心到底呢
？We are in the mid-April now。
現在咧，我哋嚟到四月中。
Very soon there will be CGSC exams。
好快咧，你就要或者係有 GCSE exam。
And then in May there will be exams across the country。
或者五月尾咧，就係整個國家咧，到處都會有考試。
Thinking about exams, I recall. An experience when I was in university.
一想起考試期間呢，令我回想我在大學時候的生活。
I am never a lazy person.
我從來呢都不是一個懶惰的人。
I always work hard, I study hard.
我成日都很勤力，我讀書很勤力。
But since I've been learning about God through the Bible,
但自從呢我學聖經認識神之後，
I was attending a Christian fellowship on campus.
我就在大學的校園呢參加了一個校園的團契。
And we have a cell group meeting, like a youth group meeting, on a weekday.
咁就喺週日其中一日咧，我哋都會有聚會，就正如現在嘅少年組一樣。
And that is a small cell group meeting.
咁嗰個小係一個小組嚟嘅。
And then on a Friday night, we have a fellowship meeting about 140 people.
另外咧，星期五咧亦都有一個。大概140人的聚會。
And then from Saturday till Sunday, I have to work part-time to pay my tuition fees.
另外呢，從禮拜六、禮拜日呢，我都要有兼做兼職來到交學費。
I would leave the restaurant, my boss's home, Sunday morning, go home, have a shower, wash my hair, change, I have to rush to church for Sunday worship.
逢星期日早上咧，我就下班嘅時候就要匆忙嘅趕翻屋企，咁啊沖個涼洗個面咧，就要趕去崇拜。
So God was drawing me with the Bible studies that I was attending these meetings three times a week.
神咧就係用呢啲嘅聚會咧，好深深嘅吸引緊我去研讀佢嘅説話，係一個禮拜三次聚會。
Nobody forced me to do it。
冇人逼我咁做嘅。
It is God through the Bible draws me。
係神藉住聖經嚟到吸引我嘅。
I find something very strange happened。
咁結果咧，我發現有一啲好奇妙嘅事。
I find I was spending as much time on private reading of the Bible and Bible studies as on studies。
我發覺咧，我花喺讀聖經。翻教會查經嘅時間咧，同我讀書嘅時間係一樣嘅。
Can you imagine a university student just graduating？
你想唔想即想唔想像得到咧？一個快要畢業嘅大學生。
Can you imagine how much work that I have to do？
有冇想像得到咧？一個大學生要做幾多嘅功
課 ？I was spending as much time on Bible than on study。
但我竟然花在聖經讀聖經上的時間咧，同係讀書上咧係一樣嘅。
But I must say again, I'm never a lazy student.
但我要強調咧，我從來都唔係一個懶惰嘅學生。
But maybe I was remaining faithful to God.
但有可能係因為我對神保持忠誠。
So whether in prayer,
不論咧係禱告上
，in these Bible study gatherings,
或者係參加查經班
，I。Did not stop because exams was drawing close.
我冇因為就快要考試啦，我就停止聚會。
I noticed some others have dropped the church meetings.
我留意到有一啲嘅學生，有一啲同伴咧，佢係冇翻教會，因為要考試。
But something else strange happened.
但係有一啲好奇妙嘅事發生咗。
As I remained faithful on my love to God, I noticed.My mind remained very focused and very clear.
当我对神保持忠实的时候，我发觉我的思想，我的脑筋是很灵活，很清晰。
My mind was very alert.
我的脑筋是很清晰。
When I sat down to study, I wasn't distracted.
在我坐低要读书的时候，我没有分心。
You know, sometimes when a person is distracted,
你知吗？如果一个人分心的话，
One can sit in front of his or her book for 4 hours and nothing gets into the brain.
一個人可以坐在面前對著自己的書本4-5個鐘頭，一啲嘢都讀唔入腦噶。
But have you experienced this?
但你從來有冇經歷過咧
？When you are 100% relaxed but focused, you are very, very receptive to what you study.
當你係好專注、好留心嘅時候咧，你。讀書的時候呢都是會 很容易吸收。
I was like that.
我當時就是這樣。
So 3 weeks have passed.
所以三個禮拜過了。
The final exam of my last year at university were over.
那 大學的最後一次的考試過了。
The result came out.
結果成績出了。
I did very well.
我呢拿到非常好的成績。
Actually, the final year, I performed the best within the 3-4 years during my university years.
其實呢在大學三四年裏面呢我最後那一年的成績呢反而是最好的。
Maybe God was encouraging me since I learned to remain faithful in my love for Him.
可能呢就是因為神見到我是學習怎樣去對祂 忠誠，祂都是用這個方法來鼓勵我。
Somehow I have carried the same habits into my later life.
之後呢我是將這個習慣呢帶到我人生的以後長大的時候。
For any person who has served God in the church would know.
對於任何一個在教會侍奉神的人都知道。
Preparing a lesson to teach on a Sunday or on a meeting required a lot of hard work.
要去準備一篇的信息，禮拜日講或者查經呢，是需要很多的功夫。
Teachers of the Bible have to go through quite a lot of stress and pressure.
一個聖經的教師咧，係要經過一個好多嘅壓力啊、艱難嘅一個階段。
Like an exam before the teaching time, one gets feels the pressure.
咁就好似考試臨近考試咁啦，咁嗰個預備嘅期間係非常嘅又係有壓力嘅。
And the servant of God repeatedly have to face a choice between two things.
咁一個神嘅仆人咧，係要重複又重複咁樣去面對一件事。
Quickly sit down, spend more time to get the preparation done.
就係咧，快快嘅坐低去預備信息啦。
Or
還是咧
？When one gets up, sit down or kneel down before God.Spend time with Him in quietness first.
就是神早起床之後呢，就是首先來到神的面前去安靜下來。
I'll be absolutely very frank with you.
我呢是對大家呢是我要非常的老實。
The choice between these two attitudes is not an easy one to make.
咁去面對呢兩種的選擇，個態度上的選擇呢，是很難去取捨的。
The urge, the pressure to quickly work and get the work done is very powerful.
因為咧呢一個裏邊嗰個催逼啊，就快啲做好佢，快啲做好佢咧，係好強噶。
So time and time again, I need to practice to remain faithful.
所以重複又重複，我係好需要咧去學呢個忠實。
To remain faithful in prayer, in my case.
咁就係咧，要喺祈禱個嘅時候咧，要忠實。
To get myself sit down, don't rush to work so soon.
就是不要琴琴聽要去備課，而是要坐在這裡來到神的面前。
Pray first，
就是首先去祈禱。
First seek God's face，
首先就是要尋求神的面。
And after I've gotten myself seated down，
那我終於能夠坐得低的時候，
And then I take the next step，
跟著我就做下一步。
Now don't rush to finish prayer，
不要很心急地去祈願禱。
To wait before God in quietness is more important than to rush to finish work.
要好安靜嘅嚟到神嘅面前係重要過快啲搞掂佢。
So I have to fight to resist that urge to finish prayer quickly.
因為咧，我就要去咁樣，我就要去抗拒依一種嘅拉力咧，就係話，哎呀，我快啲祈願禱啦，咁可以備課啦。
Until I am quiet and completely still.Before my God，
我要好安静嘅嚟到神嘅面前，直至到我个心系好平静安稳。
It's not so easy to do, I can tell you that.
我好老实俾你听，系唔容易做得到嘅。
Yes, but I'd like to share with you the result of my practice.
但我可以讲俾你听，我咁样去练习嘅时候嘅结果系点
？When I'm willing to remain faithful in prayer，
当我就系坚持要祷告上去忠诚嘅时候。
I find God's presence.
我是尋找到神的同在。
And in God's presence, there is fullness of joy.
就是因為有神的同在，我就心滿有喜樂。
And sometimes after 30 minutes, after 1 hour, the insights come to me during prayer.
就是这样安静在神面前半个钟一个钟的时候呢，我就从神那里得到很多的亮光。
Wise ways to design a message，
就是呢怎样去设计个讲章。
Ideas come rushing into me，
这些意念呢就是这样涌入来我的脑袋。
Excellent ideas on how to teach or preach，
就是说怎样去讲道，怎样去教圣经的方法。
I can sense the value of those insights，
我感受得到这些亮光带到给我的，就是那些价值。
So which of those insights I feel like opening my eyes, grab a pen and write down some notes，
那些亮光是这么丰富，我真的很想立刻要拿起支笔就要快点写下
去。 So you see, God's reward for those who remain faithful in prayer，
你看看那些去忠心，就是坚持要安静在神面前祷告的人呢，神是怎样去报答他们。
In closing, I ask again，
在我结束的时候我再问一次，
Have you believed in the gospel you have heard from this church？
你在这间教会听的福音你相信吗？
If you have believed, do you trust God？
如果你相信了的话，你有没有信任神呢？
Do you trust what he says？
你信不信任得过他说话呢？
If you have a certain degree of trust in God, how much trust do you have in Him?
如果你对神有多少的信任的话，你又信多少呢？
Our trust in God needs to grow step by step.
我们对神的信任是需要一步步的增长的。
In closing, I say this to you.
在我们结束的时候，我问大家。
Yahweh, our Father, is the rock.
Yahweh, 我们的神，我们的父呢，是那磐石。
He's steady, reliable, and completely faithful.
他是稳定、可靠、忠实。
Now, trust him.
请大家去信靠他。
You can trust him completely.
你是可以完全的信任他。
But the way to trust him is learn to be faithful in small things in your daily life.
但是去学信任神的方法呢，就是要在日常的生活里面从小事开始。
In every small thing, aim to be reliable and faithful.
在每一件小事上都要有一个目标，就是要去忠诚。
And then step by step, God will continue to save you.
step by step, 一步一步呢，神就会
continue to save you.
神就会一步一步这样去救你。
Until he makes us a people who will remain faithful right to the end.
直至到他改变我们，直至到我们能够慢慢变成一个忠心到底的一个人。
Today, I've explained to you the biblical meaning of the word faith.
今天呢，我就为大家解释了信圣经的定义。
Let us pray in closing.
我们结束的时候一起祷告。